TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. TCL, America's fastest growing TV brand. A lot of conversations go on in the Score North prep room. You get to hear them with a cast of characters and your host, Danny Cunningham. It's Cluster Fun.
Good morning and welcome to Cluster Fun. I'm Danny Cunningham and that's Manny Hill, and we're at the Minnesota State Fair. It's the first day of the State Fair, right? First day it starts today.
First day of the State Fair, that's correct.
It is crowded. There are cookies over there that I can smell. And the Twins lost to the White Sox yesterday 4-0. Giolito for Chicago was fantastic. I mean,
brilliant.
There's no
yeah.
other way to put it. It's a bad loss for the Twins, but at the same time, you kind of have to tip your cap when a pitcher's just that good.
Yeah, I mean, Giolito's one of the better pitchers in Major League Baseball, certainly in the American League, and he was on his best. He was at his best yesterday, and you know, you're gonna have days like that. You're gonna go up against a good pitcher who's pitching well, and you're not gonna be able to get anything off him. But you know, Danny, I look at that 3-game set with the Chicago White Sox. You got to win that series.
Yes.
You got to win that series. And I know that it's easier to take losing 2 out of 3 because you swept the Texas Rangers over the weekend, and that's fine. But still, I mean, we talked all, you know, for the last couple of months about, you know, when the Indians were surging and closing the gap in the American League Central, we kept talking about, okay, well, the schedule's going to get easier for the Twins in August and September.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the schedule is now easier. You have the easiest schedule remaining in Major League Baseball, and you just lost 2 out of 3 to start that easy schedule. And so they're not off to a good start in that easy schedule.
It's been a long time, I think, at least for me personally, since I've felt like this team has a real chance to do something significant in the playoffs. I don't have that same feeling right now that I did back in early June, at the end of May, when they looked like a World Series contender. Right now, it's hard for me to envision them winning a series.
Yeah, and I mean, especially if you get matched up with the Houston Astros.
That's what it would be right now.
The playoffs started today.
It looks like the Yankees have the best record in the American League. Be kind of surprised if it doesn't finish that way. You're going to have to beat Houston. I don't see it happening.
Yeah, I mean, you're going up against a three-headed monster in that rotation of Verlander, Cole, and Greinke, and you're going to be the underdog in each one of those matchups, no matter who you throw on the mound, even if it's Jose Barrios, who's their best starting pitcher right now. Any matchup against any of those three guys, he's going to be the underdog in that matchup. So, yeah, they're going to be up against it. They got to clean things up on the field a little bit. Starting pitching, Danny, has to be better.
Manny,
it just has to be better.
The starting pitching's been, I don't want to say horrendous because it can always get worse,
mm-hmm.
but it's not nearly good enough. The starting pitching is that of a team that doesn't belong anywhere near the playoffs.
And
the
it's rest very of the mediocre team right now.
Certainly does, but the rotation's been terrible. Jose Barrios has historically not been a good pitcher in August and September. Guess what? He hasn't been a good pitcher this August, and it doesn't look too promising for September.
No, it doesn't. And they're going to have to figure out a way to get him back on the right track because, Danny, they need him more than ever before.
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at the rest of that rotation, Pineda, you know, Odorizzi, Gibson, Martin Perez has been better his last couple of starts, but still, the overall package, I mean, Barrios is the guy. He has to be the guy. He has to be the guy to carry this rotation, and if he's not on this game, somebody else is going to have to pick up the slack in that rotation, and so far, nobody else has really shown the ability to do that.
Who do you have that's capable of doing that? You don't have anyone. Like you brought up Houston, you don't have that rotation where if Justin Verlander has a bad start, Garrett Cole will get him tomorrow. No,
right.
It's not that here. Or Garrett Cole has a bad start. Oh, you've got other guys that can. You've got Zach Greinke coming up in the rotation the next day. You don't have that. You've got Jose Barrios who hasn't been good, and then a bunch of other guys who also primarily haven't been good. I'm not saying that it's time to panic, but I'm saying it's hard for me to envision success in October.
Yeah, I mean, getting there, considering what the expectations were at the start of the season, is an accomplishment.
Sure.
And it's something to be, if you're a Twins fan and you're thinking big picture, okay, that's a good step in the right direction. But if we're talking about a team that got off to a 40-18 start, at one point led this division by 11.5 games, your expectations change. Your expectations rise. And now you're expecting, okay, you got a historic lineup that's going to break the home run record, and you've got a 39-year-old Nelson Cruz who's having a career year, and you've got other guys that have stepped up and kicked their game up to another level, Max Kepler and guys like that. it's really hard to take when you feel like you can get to the playoffs, but you're not going to be able to do anything with that because your starting pitching is just not going to be enough.
Exactly. That's the unfortunate part about this Twins team is I don't think they have enough horses to get it done.
Yeah.
But with the State Fair here, I'm new here. This is my first time ever being here.
And by the way, you were talking about how crazy this
is right
astounded.
Now.
Dude, this is nothing. I promise you. This is the first day, 11 o'clock in the morning. This is nothing. Wait till tomorrow afternoon.
Like, don't these people have work to be at? Like, there are just thousands and thousands of people.
Doesn't matter.
What should I do here? What do I have to do when I'm here?
Eat. You like food.
Food's good. I think I'm just going to have cookies.
Well, yeah, Sweet Martha's is right over here, just sort of adjacent to us across the road. And, go get yourself a bucket of chocolate chip cookies.
I might do that for breakfast. I didn't eat breakfast today. It might be what I do.
Yeah, but there's all kinds of stuff here, man.
We got some cheese on a stick over there, some French fries, a super dog.
French fries are fantastic.
Yeah, we've got a lot of food, but we're here at the Score North booth. If you want to come over, say hello. We'll be here all day. I know we'll be on stage broadcasting starting at 1 with the Twin Show featuring Manny, myself, Derek Wetmore, and Rami Makhlouf, and then the rest of the day we'll be live here. So come, stop over, say hello, introduce yourself. We'd love to meet you. And bring me some cookies, if you don't mind. I'd greatly appreciate it. But we'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Cluster Fun, that's Manny Hill. I'm Danny Cunningham.